There are already 18 such clinics across the state, most employing a physician, neuropsychologist, nurse, and social worker. But Mark Sager, the director of the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute in Madison, says he's hoping 3 more clinics can be opened in Adams, Fond du Lac, and Jefferson counties. Sager says it's part of a larger-scale effort to get people screened sooner for the degenerative ailment.
The estimates are that almost 50% of cases of Alzheimer's disease are either not diagnosed or at the stage where people are severely impaired. We don't screen for cognitive impairment. You could go to your doctor and have your blood pressure checked and your cholesterol checked and your blood sugar checked, but you never have your brain checked. And it's kind of like you leave your brain at the door when you walk into the doctor's office.
Sager says many doctors and relatives dismiss memory problems as a common sign of aging. But the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute is implementing a test program which would have people 65 years and older go through a short and simple screening process to look for signs of Alzheimer's. Sager says current treatment can put off a patient's assignment to a nursing home by a year.
And if we could delay entry into a nursing home by 1 year for 100 people, we would potentially save the state Medicaid program $3.7 million.
Sager says he appreciates Ronald and Nancy Reagan's openness about Alzheimer's disease. He says millions of people and their families are affected each year, but for decades no one discussed it, and research was practically non-existent. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.